WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. With streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. I'm your host, Ricky Lee Travolta. Buck Cherry is a hard rock band that has been through some changes over the years, but still makes great music. They're currently on tour supporting their new album, Hellbound, which I can tell you is a killer record. Buck Cherry will be appearing Friday, April 29th at the beautifully remodeled Displanes Theater, now one of the premier live music venues in the Chicagoland area. Joining me now is Josh Todd, the lead singer of the great hard rock band Buck Cherry, who are electrifying the music scene still today. Now, welcome to the show, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're currently promoting the album Hellbound, which is an awesome album. I love the album. What was the writing process like for this new album?
First of all, thank you. Yeah. We wrote it in 2020, you know, when everything was going on. It was just craziness out there in the world, as you know. And, you know, we knew that we had to kind of get a game plan together, you know, and, we were supposed to be touring on the War Paint record that whole year, but that got all wiped out
because of the pandemic.
Because of COVID.
Yeah,
because of COVID and everything. So, you know, we said, where are we going to be when all the dust settles? You know, we're going to need a new record. This is going to be going on for quite some time. So we spent the whole year really concentrating on that. And it really made for, you know, what I think is our best record that we've ever made. You know, it's really special, and songs are really great, and we worked really hard on it, and that's what we did in 2020.
Fantastic. Now, when you create an album, do you write with a through line in mind, like trying to create a whole picture of an album, or do you concentrate on the individual songs?
No, we just concentrate on songs, you know. That's really it. I mean, you don't really have a great album unless you have great songs, you know. That's the only reason anybody remembers the record is because of the songs. So, you know, that's all we did is made sure we did what was the best for the song, you know, to make it as good as it could be, and get 10 of them together that were really great.
Yeah. And now you do most of the writing with Stevie D. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what is your general approach when you're trying to come up with a song? Do you guys sit down and just jam, or do you work individually and come up with ideas? How does that work?
Oh, yeah, we have our departments. You know, I write all the lyrics and melodies, always have for the history of Buck Cherry. And that's, you know, that's my that's what I'm good at. That's my knack, you know. And then Stevie comes up with the music, and you know, sometimes I come up with music on rare occasions. But he sends me music, and then, you know, it's just like a blank canvas, and then I just paint it with words and melodies. And you know, songs are emotions and short stories, and so it's really, really fun for me. And we also co-wrote a bunch of songs with Marty Fredrickson on this record, which we've done in the past, and he produced the record, and just a really, really great guy. We have really good energy and with him when we are in a room together, and it really shines.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about your collaboration with Marty. Marty Fredrickson produced the album. He's already worked with artists like Aerosmith and Def Leppard, Johnny Lang, Sheryl Crow. How did the collaboration come about? Did you approach him? Did he come to you?
We've written songs in the past. You know, he co-wrote Sorry with us back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, produced a couple records as well. And we wrote other songs with him. And yeah, so we've known him, and you know, when he gets into the fold, he just becomes like a six band member, you
yeah.
know, it's very, he just really understands, what's special about this band. He doesn't take away from that, you know, and just like I said, does what's best for the song, always wants, you know, the best song we can get out of ourselves, you know? And so, that's really the goal.
What is his talent for pulling that performance out of you guys? How does he go about doing that?
I mean, he's just really talented. He plays multiple instruments. He can sing. You know, he's a great producer. You know, his first instrument was drums. You know, so and he plays guitar really well, and he sings well. You know, so all those things make it. You know, if he wants to get an idea across, it's not hard to do. And then, you know, if I'm in the control booth and I'm singing and he's like, hey, you know, take a word out here, or add a word here, or sing it like this. And he'll sing the line for me and I'll go, I don't know, that doesn't feel good. And he'll go, just try it. And then I'd try it and then we'll listen and I'll be like, okay, I get it now. And stuff like that. You know, I mean, he's all about the melody as well, you know, which really good producers are about, you know.
Now, the song selection on Hellbound is really cool. I mean, you have some songs that really deviate from some of the stuff you've done before, but still still has that classic Buck Cherry sound. My favorite tune on the album is No More Lies. It just has this cool bass sound that Kelly came up with there. What is it like working with Kelly? He's been with the band since 2013. What is it like working with him?
Kelly's a really talented guy. You know, he's been in tons of bands. You know, I had run into Kelly a few times in Hollywood back in the day when we weren't in the same bands, you know, but he was pretty big on the strip at that time, you know, and just a lovely guy and very committed to his craft, you know, and we have a lot of fun together, and he is an Aries as well. I'm an Aries. So he and I get along really well.
Fantastic. Now, No More Lies also has this little reggae, almost like reggae thing in the middle. And I wondered where that came from. It's so different and so awesome. Where did that come from?
Yeah. No More Lies wasn't the way you heard it when we first wrote it. We wrote it and I can't remember the way that the music went on the first round, but that was Stevie and Marty's idea. They got back and they're like, let's make this kind of like, you know, Led Zeppelin had some of those flavors and they're on their records. And that's kind of the approach they took. And I came back, you know, I already sang the song. So they had all the melodies and everything, but all the music had changed underneath. And I was like, wow, this song is like completely changed. This is so amazing, you know? And they were the ones that came up with that.
No more lies, no more lies. No more lies, no more lies.
This is who you are, this is what you need. I wanna know you too.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts always available at huntleyradio.com. I'm your host, Ricky Lee Travolta. Today, we're talking with platinum-selling hard rock band Buck Cherry, who will be appearing Friday, April 29th, at the newly restored Displanes Theater, conveniently located in Chicago's northwest suburbs and easily accessible by car or metro. For ticket information, visit DesplainsTheater.com or call 630-962-7000. Now, Billy Rowe is a new addition to the band. He came over from Jet Boy. And what does he bring to the band? I understand that he and Stevie D kind of trade off on lead and rhythm. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, Billy's an amazing guy. He brings a lot to the band. You know, we haven't gotten an opportunity to write songs of him yet because he came in kind of late in the songwriting process with Hellbound. But yeah, he's just got such a great foundation, you know, and Stevie really knew him before I did, you know. So, and Stevie just kept talking about this guy, and I'm like, okay, well, he was just vouching for him, and I really appreciate, you know, Stevie's tastes and what he knows musically about somebody. So I just was like, well, let's go have breakfast, you know, and together. And so we all got together and had breakfast and talked, and it was really easy. He was, you know, now it's about the person, you know, it's not even necessarily about if they can play guitar, you know, it's about who are we investing in as a person, because, you know, ultimately you got to tour with them, be in very close quarters with them and spend a lot of time with them. And he was just very easygoing guy from the same school as us, and really appreciated all the same things we did. And it was a really, really good fit. And it's, you know, he's been in the band, I think, over 2 years now, and he's, it's been great.
And also another of the newer members is Francis on the drums. I love his sound.
Yeah.
How did you pull him in?
Yeah, he's like a Latin John Bonham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been in the band a long time now. I mean, he's not a super new guy anymore. We always call him our MVP because he's just a lovely guy. He's a very multi-talented guy. You know, he's really good artist and, you know, and tremendous drummer and just a really nice person on top of it. You know, that's why we give him the MVP. He's just, easy going, great guy to be on the road with.
Now, you're coming to the beautiful Displanes Theater on April 29th. How much of the year do you spend touring, promoting a new album?
Oh, we usually do about 2 years on a record cycle, you know. So we've been out since June 1st of 2021. And we're touring all this year. And then we're going to probably go back to the drawing board in 2023. You know, and start writing.
So you wait until the tour is over and then start writing?
No, we already have 7 songs.
Oh, awesome.
The new record.
Okay, yeah. Very cool. What's the writing
whenever
process like? Go ahead.
Yeah, whenever we're home, we'll Steve and I'll start compiling demos and start getting it together. Like, we were home for 3 weeks not too long ago, and we wrote 2 songs, really good songs. Yeah, so we want to kind of get a real good head start so that by the time we get there, we only got to get like maybe a handful of songs to get together.
Now, in addition to being one of my favorite singers, I love your voice, but you're such a brilliant lyricist. And where do the lyrics come from? I mean, one that jumps to mind is a butterfly with no wings. I mean, that where does that come from? Those are cool ideas. Where do you get your ideas?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's definitely just something that's in me, because that's what got me into this. You know, I wasn't really a singer. I just knew how to write. I did a lot of creative writing and stuff. And I grew up in Southern California, and I wanted to be a surfer, you know, when I was a kid, you know, and I surfed. I would take a public transportation to the beach with my surfboard and surf as many days as I could. And then there was only one band at my high school, and the drummer happened to be a surfer, and we were surfing, and he was like, hey, we need a singer. You want to come down and sing? And I think he knew that I wrote a lot of poetry, a lot of, you know, just free form writing. And I was like, yeah, I'll come down. And I was a huge music fan. Of course, I had this huge record collection and always was into music. And I went down there and I just picked up a microphone, stuck it in. I stuck it in a guitar amp. I didn't know anything about audio or anything. And I started screaming. It was like a little punk rock band. And right then I was just like, hey, let's write a new song. I don't want to do all these covers. Let's write something original. And they were like, okay. And I just started kind of conducting the rehearsal. I was like to the guitar player, play a riff. You got any riffs? And he's like, yeah. And I got down on the floor and I wrote a song, you know, and it just came to me very easily. And it wasn't a great song, but you know, I wrote a song and that was it. I was like, this is it. This is all I want to do. And I just, from that point on, I worked every day on my craft. I started learning how to be a singer, you know, at that point. And that was it. You know, the surfing went in the backseat and that was my destiny.
Now, you're credited with having kind of a throwback or old school sound. Who were some of your influences that you know, painted how you are as a performer?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's influenced me, you know. I mean, the list is very long. My mother used to put on records around the house and clean the house on Sundays. And she would put on like Rod Stewart records and Willie Nelson. And she'd always play this record by Kenny Rogers called The Gambler. I'd listen to that. I was just always in tune to songs. I loved them. I didn't care what they were. I just was interested in it. And then, you know, cut to, I became a, you know, a teenager in Orange County, and it was, you know, I really liked aggressive music, and I had a huge punk rock collection, and I was in a bands like Minor Threat, The Toy Dolls, Black Flag, SNFU, GBH, 7 Seconds, but, you know, bands like that. And I loved the honesty of those records because I was going through a lot as a kid, you know, had a lot of stuff going on in my childhood. So I really needed that, you know. I remember taking the records home and sitting there listening to the entire record and reading the lyrics. And I was very in tune to the lyrics and what they were saying, because that meant a lot to me, you know? And so all those things shaped me, you know. My sister had her own record collection. She listened to like Prince and Billy Idol and Yaz and, you know, Apollonia 6 and The Time. And I would sneak in her room and listen to all her records, and I liked all that stuff too. So that's really how it all came about.
Now, you mentioned that you started out writing, doing poetry and creative writing, and that evolved into lyrics. Do you still write poetry?
Yeah, I just started writing poetry again because I just write so many songs. I got away from it because, you know, the songs were my outlet, you know, for writing, and I would be just exhausted at that point. You know, I wouldn't want to write anything at that point. So I've been out on the road and I've been starting to compile some poetry.
Fantastic. Now, I read an interview that when you're in concert, you kind of see your role as being the host of a party. Can you elaborate on that and tell us how you make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of what it is. You know, when you step on stage, people want to be entertained and they want to feel good, you know, and I feel like that's what this band is about. You know, I mean, love us or hate us, I mean, we're a feel good rock and roll band, you know? So, and I know that's what we bring. I've seen it many times, and, you know, I really enjoy converting people into becoming Buck Cherry fans, you know, and the only way to do that is to be unforgettable and to, you know, spark something in them where they feel like it's genuine, you know? I know that those are the bands that I gravitated towards when I was a kid, you know? So I just always remember that. We, as a group, we always remember that stepping on stage.
And how can the audience let you know that they're having a great time?
Just by, you know, dancing and, you know, good applause in between songs is always a good indicator. You know, a lot of noise, screaming and hollering, for sure.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Josh. We're going to look forward to seeing you April 29th at the beautiful Displaying Theater just outside of Chicago. Thank you so much.
Let's go.
All right.
All right. Thank you, man. Be good.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Platinum-selling rock band Buck Cherry will be appearing April 29th at the Displaying Theater, conveniently located in the northwest suburbs, a stone's throw from Chicago. For ticket information, visit displayingstheater.com or call 630-962-7000. We're going to play you out with another Buck Cherry song, one of my favorites, The Way.
I have tried and I have waited. It's been a long time and time was wasted. I know you're scared. You used to trust me. It wasn't fair and all this cuts me. When I sleep and when I wallow, I regret the past and fear tomorrow. But I know there's one thing I can do, is close my eyes, dig deep inside, and tell you I like the way you love me. I like the way it makes me feel. You lift me up when times are tough and show me what was real. You got this way. Shame down, I feel so toxic.